A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, "Woe to Assyria, my rod in anger, my staff in wrath. Against an impious nation I send them, and against the people under my wrath I order them, to seize, plunder, carry off loot, and tread them down like the mud in the streets. But this is not what he intends, nor does he have this in mind. Rather, it is in his heart to destroy, to make an end of nations, not a few. For he says, 'By my own power I have done it, by my own wisdom, for I am shrewd. I have moved the boundaries of peoples, their treasures I have pillaged, and like a giant I have put down the enthroned. My hand has seized like a nest the riches of nations. As one takes eggs left alone, so I took in all the earth. No one fluttered a wing or opened a mouth or chirped. Will the axe boast against him who uses it, who's with it? Will the saw exalt itself above him who yields it? As if a rod could sway him who lifts it, or his staff him who is not wood. Therefore the Lord of hosts, will send among his fat ones leanness, and instead of his glory there will be kindling like the kindling of fire.'" The word of the Lord. The Lord will not abandon his people. The Lord will not abandon his people. Your word, O Lord, they trample down. Your inheritance they afflict. Widow and stranger they slay. The fatherless they murder. The Lord will not abandon his people. And they say the Lord sees not. The God of Jacob perceives not. Understand, you senseless among the people. And you fools, when will you be wise? The Lord will not abandon his people. Shall he who shaped the ear not hear, or he who formed the eye not see? Shall he who instructs nations not chastise, he who teaches men knowledge? The Lord will not abandon his people. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor abandon his inheritance. But judgment shall again be with justice, and the upright of heart shall follow it. The Lord will not abandon his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we see both in the first reading and in the second, in the Gospel, that there's people who sit there and try to do things, thinking it's about me. It's how I get to know God. It's all about me and what I've done. Plagiarism, you know. And yet God tells us it has to be revealed to us. That God gives it to us. It's not, again, what we do for God. It's what God does for us. That's what Christianity is. And the way we do that is we need to become childlike or to be humble. And we've talked a lot about humility lately. Today is the Feast of St. Bonaventure. And when I was at Gannon University and seminary, we used to have, you know, it's very Thomistic. And Thomas is a great, great theologian, of course. But he's not the only theologian. Also a doctor of the church is St. Bonaventure. And so I was in this priest, God rest him, he was sitting and he says, "God cannot create a rock too big for him to move. He cannot do it because it is a contradiction." He says, well, St. Bonaventure says God can do anything he wants. Who said he's limited? But Bonaventure did not know. He cannot do a contradiction. And I says, is a virgin having a child a contradiction? No, it is not. Okay. We need to have humility, all of us. Whenever we think that we got God cornered and he has to do it our way and this is it, we're usually missing everything. We're missing the point. It's revealed to us. God is bigger than our minds. If God isn't bigger than our minds, God isn't bigger. He is not God. Now, We can know him as much as we can. We don't dismiss our minds, but we always have to come humbly before him if we're going to be saints. And again, that's the only thing that matters. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.